1214, authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder and provide payment for the construction of the North Janssen West of North Pavilion Avenue Water Main Improvement Project at an estimated cost of $1,010,000.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. First, I want to thank you for attending the Legislative Town Hall meeting yesterday with dozens of interested people eagerly engaging. And then thank Teresa Elliott, the Chief Engineer, for doing these kinds of projects, which we don't get a lot of active engagement from our community, except if it doesn't go well. So it will go well. This action will authorize a contract to reconstruct a water main in the Janssen Beach area. Although the water that is flowing through the main is safe, the pipe needs to be replaced to keep our workers safe. And Teresa Elliott, the Chief Engineer for the Water Bureau, will provide more background information.
Thank you, Commissioner, and Mayor, and other commissioners. I'm Teresa Elliott, Chief Engineer, Portland Water Bureau, and I am here asking for your authorization to solicit bids and authorize payment for a construction contract using the city's formal competitive low bid process. This project is on Janssen Beach. It's an area that we annexed in the 80s and doesn't meet today's standards, and the water lines are much older material that we don't use in our system any longer, and we are planning to replace basically five fire hydrants that are not meeting current codes or meeting flow pressures, nine services, and approximately 200 or 2,000 feet of asbestos concrete pipe. We will be bringing the fire services and domestic services up to current code also. Construction is anticipated to be done this summer. We'll be advertising this spring, and construction will be following this fall with completion in 2020. We've got it in the current budget for this fiscal year, and we'll be asking for additional funding in the fiscal year 19-20 budget as well. We have as Commissioner Fritz mentioned, we are estimating the contract to be $1,010,000, and we have a high confidence level. We're at 90% design right now. My biggest risk is whether or not there's going to be enough contractors to bid for the work. Otherwise, I don't anticipate any big controversies on the project. And I'm free to take questions for you.
Any questions? Any public testimony on this item?
Lightning would like to speak.
Very good. Thank you for your presentation. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Creativity XX1 PDX. I don't have any problem on the bidding process. I don't have any problem with you replacing the line. I have a big problem with you not offering disclaimers on anyone that had any water that was going through this line. And my position is on this asbestos concrete pipe that you acquired, and now you are at full liability and responsibility as the new owner. Is that, in my opinion, I would like to have the EPA coming in immediately on this to test for any asbestos fibers on this line. I would like to have all data in the last 5 years on this line. I would like everybody who is drinking water from this line to have a letter sent to them to contact their doctors and to be aware that the line that was currently in supplying you water is an asbestos concrete pipe. Again, you have a right to understand what the fibers are as far as on the testing. You have a right to know if this line in any way was jeopardized, is not in good operating condition. You have a right to understand the effects of drinking water through a line which is asbestos concrete. You have every right to know that. You should know that. The city needs to make you aware of this and understand this line is being replaced because it is a human health hazard at this time. It should not have been remained when you took this over. It should have been removed immediately. And again, to the EPA, I'm asking you to come in. I'm asking you to make sure updated and current tests are done. And I'm asking you to make sure everyone involved drinking any water from this line is made aware of the situation and to contact their doctors. Exposure to asbestos via drinking water may result in cancer of the esophagus, stomach, and the intestines. Again, we need to have mortality rate data. Is there a higher percentage in the Jansen Beach area around the boat owners there, houseboat owners? I want to have data. I want to have this data from your doctors. You need to understand this line should have never been put in there. This line is against public safety standards, and I want to have reports on the asbestos fibers and what the amount that was coming through this line is and what it's been in the last 5 years. And I want to know what the standards for the city on allowing anybody to drink at an asbestos line such as this. What is your standard, what you think is safe for the public, especially if you're a young baby, a mother that has a young baby and hasn't had a disclaimer provided to her? I want to know what the city has done for these poor victims, in my opinion, of what has happened here.
Thank you.
Did you disclaim anything to these poor victims?
If you stop talking, we can get the...
Okay. I'd like to hear your answer, Commissioner Frist.
No, I'd like you to sit
down.
No,
I'd like
so
to hear your answer, being an ex-medical professional.
Well, this is why
are.
We have professional staffers. Come on up and let's get some answers. Hello again.
Hi, I'm still Teresa Elliott. Some of the information that Lightning is asking for, I would have to go back and get. I don't have that data here. I can tell you that when the line was put in, it met the current standards. It does not meet the current standards today. As far as data, I don't know if we have that data or not, and we can find out. What else?
Yeah, my understanding is that the water has been tested as safe. It's when workers are working on the pipes, so the main risk is to the workers, and that's one of the reasons. But just as we had the discussion about lead, the standards have changed, and the...
That is my understanding, is that when asbestos pipe is dry and being worked on, doing pipe cutting or removing, that's when there is a hazard, and it's a worker hazard. I have not heard of the drinking water standard. The drinking water standard that was raised by Lightning, and I would have to check that.
Thank you for your response.
I'm going to have to go to Italy in person, by the way, to do that.
I would like to do that, too. Thank you.
There you go.
If the commissioner would approve the travel.
Thank you for the explanation.
I may be the only Italian on council, so I might get first dibs at that.
Very well. That seems entirely fair.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you for the clarification. I think you raised some interesting questions, and I appreciate your answers to those. All right. So this is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. And we are adjourned. We do not have an afternoon session. We will be reconvening at 2 p.m. on Thursday for a land use hearing.